Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session for Wednesday, the 12th of June. So this month is ticking by pretty quick already. Bit of a quiet start to the trading week, all things considered. It was always really going to be about today's CPI numbers and today's FOMC, and that still remains the case. That hasn't really changed. Now, we did get a bit of an upside move in the equity markets, pretty much due to, good morning, everyone. Apologies, we're starting a little bit later this morning, but we won't take too long with this session because we've still got the reality of quite an unpredictable CPI market response, and then we've got the FOMC. So it's going to be an interesting trading day. We currently have a few positions open, so we'll break those down for you. We saw a bit of upside movement in the equities specifically, and that's largely to do with this whole AI narrative, this AI rally. We've had some, Apple have finally made their position clear just regarding how they're going to integrate OpenAI into their kind of operating system and how they're partnering with them. Elon Musk is not too happy with it, but it's kind of a sign in terms of integration and how we might be adopting AI in our everyday lives relatively quickly. Okay, that's a risk warning. So just as a quick introduction, then. All profitable traders, they need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage these trades to a successful outcome? And trade psychology, all very important elements and factors when it comes to trading markets. A lot of education on each, of course, in the members area, but we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we are strong advocates of being consistent with our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital. And of course, be patient if necessary. And we've been a little bit patient. We've only taken one trade so far this week. However, we might be positioning ourselves again today. So just out, we've had UK GDP, no real surprise, coming in pretty flat. We've got a stagnating UK economy with higher inflation. Low growth, and so that's a bit of a concern, and the concern also extends to the election coming up on July the 4th, and if Labour get into power, how is that going to impact and stimulate growth? We shall see. We'll have a look at the pound in just a second as well. So this is what the event's about. This is what this market is very concerned about, or very tentative. By the way, when we're talking about equity markets rallying, we still have inverted bond yields. And actually, the extent of that bond yield inversion, get the short term more expensive or a higher rate than the longer term. So we've been in this phase for quite some time. And you can see, normally equity markets move in the opposite direction to the treasury markets, but the bond markets. But we've seen during the last 6 months, of course, we've seen these rise really quite aggressively, along with equity prices as well. And we still have that inversion to concern ourselves with, and it's actually increasing, believe it or not. So we're around the 45 basis point difference now between the 10-year and the 2-year. So it's actually kind of inching higher. So the markets think that it's kind of different this time, that we're going to see inverted bond yields, but it's not going to bring about a recession. We shall see. We shall see if that, there's a few talking heads talking about, that we don't think we're going to really get that soft landing. Jamie Dimon won. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get that soft landing that everyone's talking about. So things can, as we know, can change pretty quickly. There's also this banking concern as well. A lot of banks in the US are kind of underwater with their exposure to these interest rates increases. It's putting their balance sheet under consideration. And the problem is when these loans come to realize or mature, and this the number yesterday they were talking about was a sizable move, a sizable number for 2025. And when all those all that debt, you know, needs to mature, they effectively realize significant losses. And can these banks sort of deal and cope with that level of loss making? It's not clear that they will. So this evening then, federal funds rate expected to stay at 5.5, but will the market start to price in, they're kind of roughly pricing in 1.5 to 2 kind of rate cuts this year. That's come down significantly. Some people were talking about 8 rate cuts this year. We've never really seen the data to support a rate cut. We still not seeing that data change. We ask ourselves, when are the markets going to discount that reality? And the answer is, we really don't know. And they're not doing it so far. And today could be one of those catalysts where, you know, Jerome Powell might actually sort of admit that, you know, job numbers are hot, although the unemployment rate has ticked higher, inflation is remaining sticky. That's our expectation really for this afternoon. A bit of improvement on the headline month on month, a drop expected, but the year-on-year number still is proving really quite sticky. And the Fed want to see this come down. So the two ways in which they can start cutting rates is lowering, is seeing CPI come down or seeing job numbers go up. And ironically, we saw job numbers go up, but we saw more than expected jobs added. So, you know, there's a lot of difficulties with that narrative or that relationship. And then we'll be hearing from Jerome Powell at 7:30 today. So really a monster day for markets. So it's no real surprise to see. So this was the move we saw yesterday with the equity markets. Let me get up my pen. So we saw a strong rally. We were looking quite weaker for most of the day, and then that started to reverse. And a lot of that Apple AI news started to come out. And as a result, we started to see prices rally. Now, getting into that yesterday, okay, we had a bigger rally in the NASDAQ, but really, it's a difficult trade. And look, we're still seeing this pullback in crude oil. We're looking to sell at a slightly higher price. We're up at 78 now. So I think the magic number was around 79. So let's see if we still get further upside. And then we'll start to sell at these higher prices. So really, really strong bounce back from 79 to 72 and now back to 78. So big moves there. And our bias really in the equity markets is... So we're looking for that move there. So this is your pullback in gold. So elsewhere, we really have, look at the bearish move in the euro against the dollar. And we were able to get into that trade yesterday on a little breakout, but it hasn't really done anything. So we've been in this sideways pattern all week as we await CPI, see if the dollar strengthens. We've got the FOMC to follow suit as well. So a really critical day for financial markets, and no major surprise to see sort of that type of price action really. And apart from a little bit of a break higher yesterday, that's kind of the dynamic in which we've been in, a bit of a consolidating market up at these highs. So shouldn't be overly surprised. As a result, we've not been particularly aggressive. We've got a couple of open trades, and the Aussie dollar and the euro yen, you can see how kind of choppy the euro yen is by itself, which is kind of understandable. We've got the BOJ on Friday, don't forget. But most markets are in a bit of a sideways move, apart from yesterday's rally for AI purposes, which is an important trade. But we have a much bigger event today in CPI and the FOMC, and it's really going to be interesting to see if we just get a further rally off the back of, you know, broadly speaking, quite sticky inflation. So we're waiting for these markets to actually reflect the backdrop. If you look at bond yields, you know, they're inverted and they are broadly rallying, and there's no sign of impact on the equity markets whatsoever. So equities are rallying, certainly going into this news event, not so much the Dow Jones. The German DAX is at these lower levels, but broadly at support. The equities are a tough trade, because you have to buy the all-time highs, which is, again, it's a nervous position, but it's clearly the only trade that's really worth taking. And look at the V-shaped recovery, rally down, strong pullback, and it's into this sort of slightly higher level. We'd be looking to see if prices start to roll back lower like it did back here. So that's the trade we're looking for. So worth keeping an eye out for that. Gold is just in a sideways rally. If the dollar starts to strengthen, there could be a decent sell trade in gold, believe it or not. Looking at the yen pairs, looking at the dollar yen, the dollar is stronger than the yen. We're currently in the euro yen, but our bias is very much to the downside, expecting the yen to strengthen at some point, and the pound yen is at all time, well, pretty much at significant highs. So the euro dollar then, just to finish off, our bias is very much down to the downside. With what's going on with the UK, and also France as well, is a big impact on the euro. But the UK, with all the manifestos for the election and stuff coming out, it's a very turbulent time for the UK. You know, markets are just pretty benign to it all, and not really seeing much of a market move. But I can't stress the importance of today's inflation numbers for a bit of clarity. We don't really have the clarity we're looking for. We're in a couple of trades, but we really want to see how these markets are likely to play out. So as a result, it's very similar to yesterday's trade plan, I'm afraid. It's really a difficult market to be able to pick a side at the minute. And it's largely going to depend on US CPI numbers and the FOMC, and not just the numbers. It's the market response off the back of the numbers that really gives us the information as to whether we can actually pull the trigger on a trade or not. Same situation regarding the FOMC with the projections. We get the dot plot. We get to see how many of those FOMC members have shifted their views on interest rates, and whether we get two rate cuts, one rate cut, or no rate cuts this year still remains to be seen. And the markets are very likely to react accordingly. So really, we still have mixed consolidated market conditions. So broad mixed consolidated market conditions as markets await US CPI inflation numbers and FOMC you So it's really going to be an interesting day for us. Unfortunately, the trade plan is very similar. We kind of want to keep all options open. So just trying to explain it a little bit more detail. Again, we want to keep all options open at this time, and we're still looking for the crude oil to roll over to the downside post current pullback. So that hasn't really shifted or changed. Okay, so look, that just about concludes the session then, guys. Thanks for joining us. It is kind of a wait and see moment for these markets, and it's a difficult one to determine how these markets are going to react to today's news. So as a result, let's give ourselves every opportunity to go either way, depending on how today unfolds. Right, so on that note, thanks very much for joining us. The narratives are an interesting one. Will we get a hawkish Fed or a dovish Fed? That all remains to be seen. But once we do get that information, we do have a series of trades to really focus our attention on. Okay, so on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. As always, we look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetrader.com and connect with us there if you need. Right, great stuff, guys. We'll switch rooms now to our live trading mentorship room. So if you can join us for that, brilliant. We'll see you then. Great stuff. On that note, take care. Bye for now.